You're listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Thursday, June 6th. Registration for summer semester 1, 2, and 3, and fall 2013 at TAMU is underway online at uonline.tamu.edu. Class schedules are currently available at schedule.tamu.edu. Summer semester 1 and 3 start Monday, June 10th. For other important dates, deadlines, and other information, go to schedule.tamu.edu. And for more information, contact the Office of the University Registrar at registrar@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2250. If you've always wanted to pick up knitting or crocheting as a hobby but didn't exactly know how to go about it, attending the TAMU Worldwide Knit and Crochet in Public Day could get you knitting in no time. The annual event takes place Wednesday, June 12th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Student Center Rotunda and is free and open to the public. Regardless of ability level, knitters and crocheters from TAMU and the general community are invited to bring their yarn, needles, and hooks and either showcase their projects or start a new one. Worldwide Knit and Crochet in Public Day is the largest knitter-run event in the world. TAMU's event is hosted by the TAMU Knit and Wit Society. The society gathers once a month to knit and crochet for worthy causes, as well as to share humor, stories of adventure, and wisdom. In the past, the society has worked on several charitable projects, including 100 Hats for Kids, for which members knitted and crocheted more than 250 hats for children entering into the foster care system in Texas, said Dr. Frances Gates Rhodes, TAMU Associate Professor of English and Society co-founder. She said during the spring semester, the society participated in the Purple Stitch Project, a web-based charitable organization that benefits babies, children, and teens with epilepsy. As part of the project, the society knitted, crocheted, and sewed gifts for children with seizure disorders. The items will be on display at Wednesday's TAMU Worldwide Knit and Crochet in Public Day celebration. Dr. Rhodes said, "We invite participants to bring a working project in either a bag or basket of their own yarn and a few completed projects. The amazing display of colors, textures, and styles will demonstrate how working with a simple thread or yarn can turn into a lifetime hobby and gift to oneself or a loved one." For more information, please contact Dr. Rhodes at 956-326-2608 or email frhodes@tamu.edu. A team of TAMU students recently received a special award from the Campbell Corporation for its work in gathering more than 5,000 pounds of food donations for Laredo. The award to Team Enactus was given at the Enactus National Exposition and Competition in Kansas City, Missouri last month. Enactus is a community of student, academic, and business leaders committed to using the power of entrepreneurial action to enable human progress. TAMU Enactus was one of 156 teams that competed in the Enactus National Competition. The presentation team consisted of Yesenia Macias, Danny Jimenez, Jessica Garcia, Jesus Reyes, Gustavo Martinez, David Canseco, with Ana Cristel Gamboa in charge of the audio and video operation of the presentation. Dr. Robert Evans, Enactus advisor, said that Nancy Reagan, vice president of Global Walmart at Campbell Sales Company, said the TAMU Enactus had done a wonderful job of serving the community locally and representing TAMU nationally. Through one of its projects, Team Enactus assisted a local nonprofit organization, Volunteers Serving in Need, by collecting food donations for hungry veterans. The team's contribution, which also included assisting VSTN in creating a database to record financial transactions, helped increase veterans being served in the community from 130 to 580. VSTN provides eligible families with supplemental groceries, frozen foods, and personal hygiene products every month. Aside from collecting food donations, TAMU Enactus has worked on planting a community vegetable garden in El Ceniso for low-income families. The group also completed 110 tax returns primarily for fellow students, successfully securing $120,000 in refunds and saving student clients $21,000 in preparation fees. With accurate returns in hand, many students were able to more effectively secure financial aid. The organization has also been involved in the Bazaar, a weekend market where local artists gather to showcase and sell their work at the French Quarter in North Laredo. For more information, please contact Dr. Evans at 956-326-2846 or email robert.evans@tamu.edu. TAMU is now observing a summer work schedule through Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. The university summer schedule is 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to noon Friday. The Soon Radcliffe-Killam Library will operate on a special May Master schedule through Friday, June 7th. For additional information, contact the university's Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services at 956-326-2180, email prmis@tamu.edu, or click on tamu.edu, where you can also download our mobile app.